you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
There's no off-season for volunteering. We're asking the best fans in the NFL to make a difference by volunteering 10 hours in your local community. Take the Cleveland Browns First and 10 pledge today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com/first and 10 and learn more. You heard the president of the team, Alex Shiner, say the goal is to get 500,000 hours of volunteering that the Browns will generate. And you're right. It's we talked about this with him, and you and I have talked about this, Nathan. As good as it gets in terms of connecting with the community, doing players' involvement, enthusiastically being involved. And, yeah, in many cases, it'll be some of the same guys, but I like indoctrinating some of the rookies here when they go out to an elementary school today and they see how their presence is so important to these kids. It's a cool experience all the way around.
It is cool, and it's great that this is something that comes from the top down. Jimmy Haslam and the Haslam family, Jimmy and Dee, they are committed to giving or giving back, depending on the semantics you want to use, to the community here in Cleveland. And it's a message that's being carried out by the whole organization, doing something so aggressive to try to get a 500,000 hours of community service from the Browns fans and the Browns community. I think it's pretty awesome. It's ambitious. It's exciting. And again, to get all the information on that, all you have to do is go to clevelandbrowns.com/community and pledge to give 10 hours of community service. Very exciting stuff, and another example of just how much bigger it is at times than just football, but still a focus on turning things around and winning, no question about it. All right, we are going to go reopen the mailbag. We're going to bring in Jason Gibbs to do that. But first, Gibbs, we had a guy who was calling in, couldn't get through, and just said that he wanted to say, and sounds like maybe Notorious has a second handle here. He says, the Browns will regret starting John Football day one at Pittsburgh. Let Hoyer go as far as he can go. The future is John.
Okay. Good stuff.
I don't know how to follow up with that.
You don't even need a photo. Just an opinion that's out there. There it is.
Interesting observation, whatever.
Well, speaking of Johnny, yeah. Mr. C at Mad Dog 40 has a question. Was Johnny running around in college a product of a poor offensive line?
To some degree, yes. I've heard this from scouts who said that you had to judge him in a different way for multiple reasons. The offense itself was predicated on a very simplified per game established plays. So that basically what they were trying to achieve was mostly spread it out and mostly have routes that were a little less defined, have plays that were a little less defined, a lot less defined than what you see in, say, the standard NFL or even a lot of college playbooks, as I understood it. And I think it made it very difficult for the line, number one, to kind of get set with true built-in blocking schemes and such, and especially when it came to a passing game that was wide open, because the feeling was Manziel with his feet can outmaneuver, outrun most collegiate defenders and make plays, and he had a big guy like Mike Evans and the other receivers who would, and Evans will tell this to you too, that he didn't run true route. Like, they'd give him a full route tree, but he didn't fulfill it. I mean, he didn't always make the cuts. Some of them would be shallower because he knew Johnny was running around and needed him to come underneath, or some of them that were intended to be shorter ended up being longer because he'd see Johnny literally just kind of point downfield and keep going deeper. So there was a lot of stuff done on the fly.
Well, yeah, they did have two of the better tackles. You've got, obviously, on one side, you had Jake Matthews. And they had a solid offensive line. I think it was more a product of the fact that the coaching staff said, hey, Johnny, you can do special things. Why don't you go ahead and buy as much time as you can and make all those big plays? And I think that was part of the offense. And as you talked about with Mike Evans, there's a schoolyard element to what he did, which is why when people look at him on tape, they say, why didn't he take that 10-yard throw that was open? I think a lot of times he was coached, let's make as many chunk plays as we can. Go ahead, stand back there, drift around, and when you can make a big play, do it.
Yeah, he had that option, and a lot of quarterbacks don't get that option because they don't have the ability to do it. No, there were some good. I'm not dissing his linemen per se, and he's definitely had at least one first rounder in that group. But overall, I think the idea was the nature design of scheme made it tougher on the linemen. And look, that'll be a challenge when, not if, but when he's back there for the Browns, and however long it takes for him to even acclimate more from the defense. These O linemen can count on extended plays and on having to hold their blocks without holding or getting called for holding as much as possible. So
that's right.
You got that to look forward to. Want to thank our guest on today's show, of course, Alex Shiner, the president of the Browns, for joining us. Want to thank our tremendous producer, Jason Gibbs, for putting it all together, all that great sound that you heard from yesterday's press conferences. Thank you for the heavy, heavy mail that we got via the mailbag, hashtag mailbag. You are responding. And by the way, the follow's going up in a big way at Browns_daily. The Cleveland Browns Daily Twitter account is growing, and you're making it happen, and we appreciate that. So keep those follows coming. Keep engaging with us. We appreciate that. OTAs resume tomorrow. We're going to talk a lot more about that. Vic Carucci with Nathan Zagura, and we will talk to you again, and Julian Gerard is next on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. OTA Awards tomorrow.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.